Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, February 3rd, 2025. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today, we're going to welcome in our friend Mary Schultz. She is the chair of Empty Bowls and Focus. Looking forward to that. Right now, we have with us in studio Sally Kistner, executive director of Savor the Arts. Sally, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Our friend Eric Britnocker from the Performing Arts Center. Eric, thanks for being here.
Hello, thanks.
And on the phone we have with us Ron DiStefano, co-creator of Bachelors of Broadway. Ron, thank you very much for being here with us.
My pleasure.
Appreciate the time. The way we do these, Ron, I will talk with Sally and Eric after talking with you for a little bit. We had kind of break this up into two parts when we have somebody like you joining us. So we're going to get into the show in a moment. But, Ron, I have somebody like you on the phone. I've got to find out a little bit more about you, and our audience loves this stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit of your origin story, if you will, Ron?
Oh, my goodness. Sure. It's a long and twisted story, and I will summarize it as briefly as possible. I went to college for chemistry and ended up in the entertainment industry sort of through an alternate pathway that most people would never take. I sort of took a summer between getting my bachelor's degree and heading towards getting my doctorate and took a little summer adventure job doing small, you know, podunk theater. And I met somebody who sort of changed the entire course of my life. And that person is now my business partner. But at the time, she was a fellow musical theater performer like myself. And we ended up creating, after being friends for nearly a decade, a two-person song and tap dance show called Two on Tap, which actually has played so many venues throughout your area. After getting our experience with that around 2015, she wanted to start a family and sort of get off the road, but she wanted to, you know, not take away performance opportunities from me. So we ended up starting to create shows. And one of the shows that we created was called Shades of Bublé, which is another show that has played so frequently in your area. And then we looked at each other and said, hey, I think we're pretty good at this. So then we started creating these shows, and our latest production is Bachelors of Broadway, which was created in 2022 and is now touring the country.
You saw an opening, and I almost need for this in our whether it's theater or what have you. What was it about the early days of this when you're putting together those original shows that told you, yeah, audiences want this, audiences want more of this?
Well, there are kind of two, you know, groups of thought about live concert performances. There's the people who are theatrical and are doing stage shows, Hello Dolly and Dear Evan Hansen. Mm-hmm. And then there are the concert people, the musical acts, the Beatles, the Eagles. And there's not a lot of crossover between sort of that dramatic presentation and that pure music presentation. And we, coming from theater but loving real authentic music, wanted to find something in the middle. And we used our theater sensibilities, and Melissa has always had a really strong draw to real authentic music, not theatricalized pop music and rock music, but real pop and rock music, maybe because she had an older brother who lived through the 70s and 80s. that's where we sort of found our way in, was being one of the only companies that was creating these shows that were delivering a real authentic musical product, so audiences that are used to live concerts are going to enjoy them, but have a little bit of extra flair, a little bit of choreography, a little bit of production that brings it to the next level.
Ron, I like to ask this question to people, all the creatives I talk to. I'm very curious with your answer, given your history and what you told us before about not really thinking about getting into the entertainment industry when you were young, when you were thinking of a career. Who were some of your influences? Were they late in life? Were they young when they were young and you were always an entertainer? You just didn't know?
Well, you'd have to talk to my parents. But
yeah.
That answer. But I always enjoyed attention. Actually, that's not exactly true. I was super shy until I was 9 or 10 years old. And then something flipped where I had to do something, some sort of school presentation in front of people. And I kind of heard the applause for the first time and got hooked. I think that's the story for a lot of performers, mm-hmm. where you just get that, you feel that visceral exchange with an audience, and it triggers all those dopamine responses in your brain, and you just chase after it for the rest of your life. That, I guess, was me. But because my family is so strongly rooted in science and math, I mean, my sisters got a master's degree in biology, and my mom was a nurse and created these curriculums all over Florida for pre-medical high school magnets. It just wasn't a viable pathway. We're all artists and we're all musicians, but none of us do it as a career. So much so that my mother, I'm going to have it embroidered on a pillow at some point, but my mother said, National Merit Scholars do not sing and dance for a living. So I proved her wrong, and now she actually works for our company. So there's a very full circle moment there. It all just kind of happened organically. I just went in a direction and then followed my heart, and it took me somewhere else.
Hmm. We're speaking with Ron Stefano from Bachelors of Broadway. You're going to be coming to town here just shortly. We'll get into the details of that, how you can get tickets, and much, much more. Ron, when it comes to this show, the performances, all that, you touched on this a little bit. You wear a lot of hats, man.
I do. The one I'm wearing the most right now is travel agent, in that when a show is on a tour like this, the amount of logistics that are required, the flights, the luggage, the car rentals, the planning out the best way to get from point A to point B so that everyone is keeping their endurance and strength and health up to be able to sing this show 6 to 8 times a week. You know, when people are in Broadway shows, with the exception of those people who are carrying the show, the leads of the show, most people are on stage over the course of a 2.5-hour show for 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's very rare that a performer will sing constantly for 90 minutes. So it requires a lot of, almost like a marathon runner. It requires a lot of strength, a lot of endurance, a lot of training. So the biggest job I have right now is supporting them in that, making sure they have the logistics behind them to be able to show up to every audience and give their best. I know in Wisconsin Rapids, we're doing a wonderful student outreach in the afternoon, which, you know, has to be accounted for in terms of the performer's endurance. They're used to having their prime time be in the evening. So when you have a student performance, and usually we do a 45-minute presentation, which is a shorter presentation of the show, not the full 90 minutes. But when you have that happening in the afternoon, you have to make sure they're supported and cushioned so that they've gotten a great night's sleep and they're not driving 6 hours into that moment, because it's going to be a longer day for them. So, yeah, it's a lot of hats: producer, director, travel agent, choreographer, mental health counselor. I mean, the list goes on and on.
You mentioned the outreach, the student outreach, and we're going to talk with Sally and Eric a little bit more about that. But I'm curious of you and the performers, what that means for you guys to be a part of something like that.
Oh, it's incredible. I just received a batch of photos. The gentleman just did it earlier this week in Harlingen, Texas, actually, down on the southern border. And to see them, they actually did it in a classroom with about 50 choral students surrounding them in an arc. And so it was a very intimate thing. You could see on the faces of these children that their lives were being changed, to see Broadway professionals come to their community, you know, thousands of miles from New York City, and bringing real, authentic Broadway performances into a classroom. It's just, it's the way we're creating the next generation. It's the way we're creating the arts funders of the next generation. Some of these kids might not be professional performers, but they might love the arts enough and they become successful enough in another career that they are then sponsoring the next set of performances in Wisconsin Rapids, or putting their company's ad in front of the patrons because they see the value of keeping arts going. It's just so important for us to do this kind of work.
Well said. We speak to this quite a bit here at WFHR, and when the three of us get to get there, Eric and Sally and I talk a lot about artists supporting artists and how important that is, especially in Wisconsin, where Wisconsin finished dead last in the union funding the arts. It's never been more important to support the arts in this state, and events like this really help us do that. You hit it on the head. The other part of this too, of inspiring and creating other artists and keeping these things going. I think that you have such a unique perspective to offer as well, because like you said, so many of us, I was 7 when I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to be an actor and everything. For you, you found this a little bit later in life. I think you have maybe even more of a rounded out perspective given that for kids. And another thing too, that the three of us are able to do when we get together, and having you here, Ron, really hits this home, is, hey, you like the arts. Hey, you like entertainment. Well, maybe you can't sing. Maybe you can't dance. Maybe you can't, but you can still be a part of things. You can can still certainly be an artist and be a part of the creative process and everything. We need a lot of people. There's a lot of people like Ron out there wearing a lot of hats to be able to do. There's so many different jobs you can do to be a part of the entertainment universe.
Oh, true. And, you know, not to be crass about it, but yes, there's people who can do props, people backstage, people running the show, but also people writing checks. That is a valuable, valuable part of the arts process. So if you can do that, you are part of the arts creation.
Mm. Have you been to Wisconsin before, Ron?
Oh, so many times.
Yeah.
Every single corner of that amazing state.
I thought so. We're looking forward to having you here. I thought you'd been here before, but I did want to remind you that this time of year, no roller coasters. I'm sorry. The roller coaster's not running right now.
Must have been to my website.
Yes.
I'm a big roller coaster fan. I have my trip to Disneyland planned in a couple weeks, too, so
right
I'll get my fix in.
Before we let you go, Ron, let's get into just some of the details of this show. What people can expect from Bachelors of Broadway, Gentlemen of the Theater.
Yes, it is a very exciting, high-energy celebration of over now 100 years of music from Broadway. It is celebrating those early shows, Rodgers and Hammerstein, South Pacific, Carousel, moving through the 70s and 80s with our mega musicals, Phantom of the Opera and Les Mis and Miss Saigon, and even touching on some of the contemporary shows that have entered now the zeitgeist. We have songs from Wicked and songs from Dear Evan Hansen that have recently hit the silver screen. So the show is three dashing gentlemen singing this music in brand new arrangements in three-part harmony, backed by an exciting nine-piece live band. It's going to be a top-notch, high-quality, super exciting concert. And you don't even have to be super familiar with Broadway to enjoy it. We say that we put something in for the husbands who got dragged there. So if you hear a song you don't know, we promise you the next one you're going to hear is Can't Take My Eyes Off of You from Jersey Boys. So there's something in there for everybody.
I was going to say, it looks like a lot of thought not only went into the song selections and play selections and everything, but the order of those songs. I thought that was really unique.
That's right. I mean, Melissa and I, are the creators of the show, are basically educators first. She's a former dance educator, and being from a family of educators, it's my background as well. You have to change the modality. When you're in front of a group of people, everyone responds in a different way. So you can't do the same thing for more than 8 or 9 minutes in a row. You've got to keep changing it up. So there's a tremendous amount of variety in the show. And we're super proud of what we've done with taking very seemingly traditional songs the audience will know the lyrics and music to. For example, Give My Regards to Broadway, a song written in the early 1900s that people know as this traditional, you know, kind of goofy little march. Well, we've reimagined it as this beautiful, soaring pop treatment. They're going to know the music, but they've never heard it this way before, especially played with this exciting live band.
Cannot thank you enough for the time, Ron. This has been a lot of fun talking with you, getting to know you a little bit more. We're really looking forward to you and the team coming here to town. Before I let you go, though, as a journalist, I have to ask hard questions from time to time. Ron, do you have a favorite Broadway show or song?
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
I don't
tough
even
question.
Know how to
tough
answer.
Question.
It changes. It changes on a day-to-day basis. I will say, you know what? And I don't want to say I'm embarrassed to say it, but I was so surprised by a recent show I saw on Broadway called And Juliet, like ampersand Juliet. Mm-hmm. For your audience that doesn't know, it's a retelling of the Romeo and Juliet story using contemporary pop music, answering the question: what would have happened if Juliet had woken up and decided not to end her life like her boyfriend Romeo did? Mm-hmm. What happens if she goes on and has a life of her own and sort of, you know, goes the girl power route? It's
right.
Super fun, super exciting. I'm not normally a huge fan of jukebox musicals, but I went in with no expectations and I left that theater having had such a great time. So I'd say that's one of my current favorites.
Right on. Great reference, too. And so speaking of artists supporting artists, shows like that and mentioning things like that are only going to help the future of theater, because I think that is about a big part of it, is plays like that and some of the things that the reimagining that they're doing with some of these, bringing in old and new people to theater. And we're going to be bringing young, old. We're going to fill the pack for you, man. Thank you so much for the time, Ron. You guys have a great, safe trip getting here. We're looking forward to having you in town soon.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Man, was that a great interview. It was a lot of fun. Big thank you to Ron for joining us. The harmonies of them. It's just, I went down, I'll be honest with you guys. I was prepping for the interview this weekend, and I went down a rabbit hole. And I have to do a lot of work tonight because I didn't prep for other interviews because I was too busy being entertained by these guys. Sally, this is a fantastic show. Can we get into some of the details?
You bet. The show is February 20th. At 7:30 at the PAC, and tickets are $49 for adults, and as usual, $10 for students. You can purchase them online at savorthearts.com or give us a call, 715-424-2787, or stop by and see us, 1040 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
And Sally, this is a great show as it is, but you guys are also offering something even more with it, dinner and a movie, dinner and a show.
Dinner and a show. The meal will be held at the Ridges. Tickets are $26 for that, and we have to shut down ticket sales February 6th. Mm. So you have through Thursday, so give me a call. You purchase those directly through the Arts Council, and you have three options for your meal that you select when you get your tickets.
Thank you for that, Sally. Eric, I wanted to mention with you that the Mead Winter Foundation is sponsoring an outreach opportunity for students in the afternoon of the performance. I imagine the kids are excited about this one.
Yeah, I guess we have a group from Rapids School of Performing Arts coming over, and I would anticipate that there's going to be some student groups joining us as well. You know, we really like these student opportunities. As kind of Ron mentioned, you know, earlier in the interview, that this is an opportunity to kind of change the life and trajectory of some, you know, kids and, you know, what they might be interested in going into. And it's so true that there's a lot of things behind the scenes that take far more than just the performers on stage that we see and grow accustomed to. And so, you know, it's just inspiring that we're able to offer these outreach opportunities here for, you know, students within our community, because you never know where these kids are going to go. And we have students that go through our programs that are successful in managing theaters or successful performers, successful in, you know, like comedy sports improv. Mm-hmm. People are doing this right now today that graduated 10 or 15 years ago. So this influence is great, and we have the opportunity to do that with this show.
We had a chance to talk with Colin Mockery recently on Director's Playhouse, and so much of what Colin talked about is hitting on some of the things you're mentioning there, and how important that is with young people, and how that can just change trajectories. How you just don't know where that spark can start, you know, and whether they stay in the entertainment industry or take those skills and go into this business industry or this one, like the confidence is the same. No matter what industry they go in, they build that confidence. You and things like this are able to help that with these kids.
Yeah, and I think just being able to offer ways to express ourselves as humans is just really important. And we're, you know, giving people the opportunity to see life from somebody else's perspective, just new opportunities. And I think that's just really what it's all about, is being able to create, to kind of be free, and to be artists in our own right, and whatever that means to us. It could be visual, it could be performing, it could be, you know, music, dance. I mean, it spans the range.
Mm-hmm. And as we worry about empathy with kids or just people in general, more and more, the arts are such a opening of that and a creation of that in so many ways, among many, many other things. And being a lot of fun. I don't want to skate past that or anything. The arts are a lot of fun. The kids have a lot of fun with these, and they're going to have a great time with this group. This is got to be one of those shows, Sally, that you saw and you had to have these guys. You had to have them in town here.
I did. I was looking at Broadway because we've had a lot of requests for that, and I love Broadway myself, but I looked at several different groups, and for some reason I just kept coming back to this one. It just really hit me.
It works out just as you planned, Sally, for the movie Wicked to be huge, and here we have Broadway shows coming in where they're going to be singing a little bit of Wicked. But nicely done by you. I know you planned it that way.
Right, yes.
But it has kind of worked out that way.
Well, I couldn't, you know, I saw Ron DeStefano's name on some of the tech writers, and I'm like, where did I see this name before? And then he mentioned Shades of Buble. Mm. And then I was reminded of how great it is to work with him and his group, because they're so professional and they're so good. Mm. And so Shades of Buble was awesome, and I'm sure that this show is going to be just as good.
Uptown was another one.
Uptown?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So they've been here a couple different times. He said he played around the area, but, you know, him and his group have played here multiple times.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. They're going to know where to stay. They're going to know where to go. They know that. You know, I think, I'm sorry I haven't thought of this before, Eric. I think about it with the kids so much and everything and them being influenced and them learning from these artists. I imagine you're able to do that from time to time, too. Learn to pick up different things, be influenced.
Yeah, I soak it in. You know, I mean, you have the ability when you work in this industry to work with just incredibly talented people and people who have done things that we all maybe in some ways aspire to do or, you know, we think about, you know, all our dreams are this or that. And so, you know, you have the opportunity to work right alongside these people, shoulder to shoulder with them. And, like, we're all giants in our own right, even in our own community. Like, you know, I sit next to Sally, and it's like, you know, the work that she does on a day-to-day basis is incredible for the people in our community and the people that come from multiple states away to come see shows like they did last Friday. You know, we have a way to generate local, you know, stimulus in our economy by bringing people in, by these arts programs. We're able to create, you know, just cultural opportunities within our own community. And that stuff's huge beyond what the performers bring to us. You know, we're doing great things just right here in our community as well.
We've got a great show coming up, but we just gave you a great one because you two just nailed it. Nicely done, you guys. Well done. Sally, one more time, let's go over the details of this show and how people can get tickets.
The performance is February 20th on a Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $49 for adults and $10 for students. You can go on savorthearts.com to get your tickets or give us a call, 715-424-2787, or stop by and see us at 1048 Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. We're open Monday through Thursday from 10 to 2:30. I'd also like to mention our sponsors for this show. As mentioned, Mead Witter Foundation is sponsoring the outreach, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And then we have show sponsors WSAW Channel 7. Rapids School of Performing Arts is also sponsoring this. Aaron and G. Herman's Plumbing and Heating. Modern Woodman of America, which is Curtis Langemeyer. And Cobblestone Hotel and Suites, where our performers stay.
Big thank you to all of them. And you can find out more about Bachelors of Broadway by going to their website, bachelorsofbroadway.com. Be sure to read more about Ron at his website, rondestefano.com. And, of course, you can get your tickets and find out more about this season at savorthearts.com. Both of you, thank you so much for the time, and a big thank you to Ron.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up here at WFHR.